I have never deceived you, but with my dying breath, I will forgive you, Willie, and close my eyes in death, the woman said. The Ballad of the Jealous Lover of Lone Green Valley is an astounding painting expressing a traditional Ozark folk song about a jealous lover and his lady. In this painting, the jealous lover stabs the woman, thinking that she was untrustworthy, finding out later that she did nothing wrong. Though it was too late, the man had killed her. Everyone gets jealous at times, only this man took it way too far. He had tried to assuage the lady's wounds, only it was too late. It was something that he would never recover from and could never take back. Thomas Hart Benton was born in Missouri and moved to Paris at the age of 19. He soon moved to New York. Benton painted the Ballad of the Jealous Lover of Lone Green Valley in 1934, soon before moving back to Missouri. I believe that completing this painting made him want to move back, and so he did. This is why in 1935, until his death in 1975, he lived in Kansas City, Missouri. Benton adopted the style of painting ordinary people doing ordinary things. Now, a person getting stabbed is a very scary offense, although in 1935 it was not. This painting took place during the Great Depression, when many simple people were starving and sad. His unique style made this painting become one of the Eight Wonders of Kansas and shows an outstanding example of regionalism. Regionalism is the practice of regional, not central, uses of affiliation. The Ballad of the Jealous Lover of Lone Green Valley shows the country, midwestern part of the United States, unlike the rich city portion. This is what Benton loved, the simple and mundane landscape in the background. This is why you may have seen the small cottage in the background, adjacent to the outhouse right outside. You may have also noticed the bull and the haystack, which are just two stereotypes when people think about the country. The background of this picture has been thought to be an illusion swirled up throughout the ages. It is strung together with bands of color containing musical notes, which connect the lover stabbing his lady and the somber-faced trio in the front. The trio in the front is playing music, a fiddle and two harmonicas. It is kind of odd and mysterious why he chose to have a woman getting stabbed along with people playing music, but even though they do look sad and depressed as well. Nobody knows why he painted this, and nobody will ever find out. This painting, to me, is a love story in the 1900s. These people are suffering greatly, and during the hard times, Benton is expressing his feelings through painting. The sun setting in the background adds a calm, gentle feeling to the not-so-gentle painting. The Ballad of the Jealous Lover of Lone Green Valley is a wonder to all and will be forever. This has been Rose Pilikowski with another Bulldog Podcast.